Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this great nation has a great polling industry that sometimes delivers unexpected information, especially when it tries to probe not just which candidates are admired or which candidates are winning support or basic polls about political intentions, but when it asks people about feelings. There is a brand new poll that is surprising and actually called to the world's attention by David French, columnist for the New York Times, a leading conservative advocate for religious liberty for years and years and years. And they actually fit together because the new poll is mentioned by David French. He says, we cannot forget the astounding finding of a Harris X poll for the Deseret News, showing that more Republicans see Donald Trump as a person of faith than see openly religious figures like Mitt Romney, Tim Scott, and Mike Pence, Trump's own very evangelical vice president, that way. It's an utterly inexplicable result until you understand the nature of the connection between so many Christian voters and Donald Trump. And he goes into that later. The information about the poll, more than half of Republicans see President Donald Trump as a person of faith, putting him ahead of more vocally religious figures like his former vice president, Mike Pence, according to a new national poll conducted by Harris X for the Deseret News. Registered voters were asked simply whether they considered a list of political figures people of faith. Trump rose to the top of the list for Republicans, while President Joe Biden topped the list for Democrats. Among independents, Senator Mitt Romney was most likely to be chosen as a person of faith. And Mitt Romney, I mean, you can't take that away from him. However you feel about Mitt Romney, he has devoted a great deal of his life going all the way back to his teenage years when he was a Mormon missionary, as people in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints go through either a year or sometimes 2 years, and in Romney's case it was 2 years, he is a missionary in Paris, which, as he has acknowledged, was not a particularly ripe mission field for the Mormon faith. In any event, among Republicans, 53% said Trump was a person of faith, ahead of every other person on the list, although he was statistically tied with Pence, who came in at 52%. Trump also led several of his other opponents in the Republican presidential primary, with 47% of Republican respondents saying Florida Governor DeSantis is a person of faith, 31% for Senator Tim Scott, 31% for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 30% for entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. I wonder how many people know that Vivek Ramaswamy is actually Hindu. And 22% for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Only 23% of Republicans said Biden is a person of faith, while 12% said the same of Vice President Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, an interesting background because she had a father who was Christian and a mother who was Hindu. She is married to a Jewish guy. In any event, what's fascinating about this is what David French writes about, which he writes about in the immediate aftermath of the January 6th insurrection. There was a tremendous surge of interest in Christian nationalism, he says. Christian displays were common in the crowd at the Capitol. Rioters and protesters carried Christian flags, Christian banners, and Bibles. They prayed openly, and the dispatch reporter in the crowd told me that in the late afternoon, Christian worship music was blaring from loudspeakers. And he says that walk into MAGA Christian America and mention any one of these terms. And he's talking about different terms of theology. And you're likely to be greeted with a blank look. Actual Christmas nationalism, Thomas Kidd, who's a religious scholar at Baylor University, argues, is more a visceral reaction than a rationally chosen stance. He's right, says David French, essays and books about philosophy and theology are important for determining the ultimate health of the church, but on the ground or in the pews, they're much less important than emotion, prophecy, and spiritualism. And he is talking in his column about the number of people who believe that President Trump is God's appointed leader, that he was chosen by a higher power to not only lead the Republican Party, but to lead America. And there's also this, the chair of the Iowa Republican Party was fairly excited when he was introducing Trump in the midst of his campaign. Listen.
Bureaucrats that are not elected, that are further left than Mao Zedong, that must end, and it starts in Iowa to end it. We're going to end it together. And we will stop at nothing. We will move heaven and earth to take back our country. It starts now. Now.
Is part of what gives President Trump an advantage here, partially because people are familiar with him. This is the third time he's running for president. And you can say, well, Chris Christie ran for president before, yeah, but it's different from running for president and serving for 4 years. He is well known. Meanwhile, on the other side, there's also commentary, a little bit less fervent, but deeply confusing. Jake Tapper on CNN was confused, he says, by a Democrat member of the squad, Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman from Massachusetts, insisting that something that most Americans believe is a problem has actually already been solved. What is it? Well, I'll tell you what's fascinating. The item she's talking about has dueling suggestions, both of them radical, from Donald Trump and from Ron DeSantis. What we're talking about here could end up being the most explosive and the most determinant issue of this entire election cycle. What could that issue be? We will get to that. We will also be talking about Merrick Garland getting emotional. And why? Talking about political violence. We will be right there coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I mentioned a comment by Ayanna Pressley, the very left-leaning congresswoman from Massachusetts. She is part of the original squad, together with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and others. In any event, Ayanna Pressley was on CNN speaking with Jake Tapper, and she had this to say.
No doubt about it, our border is secure, and we're in the midst of a humanitarian crisis, and we have to fix a broken system.
Wait, you think it is secure? You think the border is secure? or it is not secure?
I believe that we are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis, and there needs to be federal investment to support those migrant families. And I work with a number of those community-based organizations on the ground, and they need more support. They need more federal support. This is a humanitarian crisis, and it's the consequence of a number of longstanding broken policies that are very consequential for asylum seekers, TPS holders, and DACA recipients writ large. But that is a conversation for another day.
Sure. I don't disagree with this being a humanitarian crisis at all, but just to get some clarity on this, and sure, it's a conversation for another day, but do you think that the border is secure? Is that what you said?
Yes, the border is secure.
Again, this is one of the reasons that this issue, which is a complex and painful issue, and certainly one that Americans are concerned about, is going to work against Democrats. You cannot pretend that the border is secure right now. And that doesn't mean that it will be instantly fixed by allotting a bunch of more money to extending a wall, of which Trump built about 50 miles. And it's not an easy situation. But it's also provoked some very bizarre fantasies on the part of the two front runners for the Republican nomination, Trump and DeSantis. The headline says DeSantis and Trump go toe-to-toe and push for mass deportations. And this, again, is not a question of enhanced border security. It's a question of going into the country and going after people, and in some cases people who've been here for years, and basically arresting them and deporting them. Dateline Anaheim, California, as a presidential candidate, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has said he would authorize the use of deadly force against people crossing the border. He would seek to end the practice of birthright citizenship. That means that somebody who was born in the United States gets to be an American citizen. And he would send the military to strike against drug cartels inside Mexico, a key ally of the United States, even without the permission of its government. Now Mr. DeSantis, who often tries to stoke outrage with his border policies, has unveiled another extreme position, deporting all undocumented immigrants who crossed the border during the Biden administration. Quote, "Everyone that has come illegally under Biden should be sent back," Mr. DeSantis said on Friday in response to a reporter's question at a campaign event in Long Beach, California. That's probably 6 or 7 million people right there. It's going to require a lot of effort. It's going to require us to lean in. Well, leaning in is one thing, but you're talking about taking 6 to 7 million people into custody. Mr. DeSantis greatly overestimated the number of people who have entered the country illegally since Mr. Biden took office. Such mass deportations would require enormous investment in the nation's immigrant enforcement system and could do severe economic harm to key American industries, because the people who have come in, and no, it's not 6 or 7 million people, it's closer to 2 million, but those people who have come in, way too many, many of them have been here for several years, because Mr. Biden has been president since January of 2021. And there are people with jobs. There are people who are renting places. What exactly are you going to do if you're going to deport all of them? Conducting so many deportations would require Mr. DeSantis to hire more immigration and customs enforcement officers, authorize widespread raids into immigrant communities, significantly expand immigration detention centers, to meet national standards and substantially grow the fleet of airplanes used for deportations. Billions more dollars would need to be spent on bolstering immigration courts to adjudicate cases within months instead of years. Currently, some migrants who have recently arrived in the United States have been given court dates a decade from now because the immigration court system is immigration court backlog is so large. On Friday, the same day that DeSantis came up with this idea, President Trump, who is leading the Florida governor by roughly 40 points in national polls, pledged to enact, quote, the largest deportation operation in the history of our country. Mr. Trump was speaking at the same time as Mr. DeSantis, roughly 20 miles away at a convention of Republican activists in Anaheim. Though the two men are largely aligned on immigration policy, Mr. DeSantis is making the argument that he would be more effective at carrying out his hardline vision. I would note that the former president is campaigning on the same promise he made in 2016 that he never delivered on, Mr. DeSantis said. With his 6 or 7 million figure, Mr. DeSantis was probably referring to the roughly 6 million people who have been caught crossing the border since 2021. That is about double the number of unauthorized immigrants who actually entered the country under Mr. Biden and are still here. The government estimates about 11 million total undocumented people live in the country overall. Mass deportations are not as simple as the Republican contenders make them sound. And part of the reason is there is a diplomatic, and this is fascinating and is very important, there is a diplomatic component to deportations. Countries must be willing to take back their citizens, and the United States must have relations with those countries to coordinate those return trips. This stipulation would pose a huge challenge to returning the hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who have fled to the United States in the past few years. A DeSantis or a Trump administration would most likely need to reestablish diplomatic relations with the communist Venezuelans and to recognize the government of Nicolas Maduro, something Mr. Trump did not do as president, in order to carry out their plans. More on reactions to the, quote, secure border that Ayanna Pressley was talking about coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is USA News. Former President Trump is once more criticizing the judge overseeing his state civil fraud trial. Outside the New York courtroom today, Trump said there's a definite agenda.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General has accused Trump and his family of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable terms from lenders and insurers. After a three-year pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. The requirement was reinstated on Sunday. TikTok is reportedly in the process of testing an ad-free version of their app, but it'll cost. According to Android Authority, users might be required to subscribe for a monthly fee of $4.99, though that pricing is still under consideration. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a new clip from CBS News reporting within the last 24 hours about the... do we have some audio on this, Jeremy? The unlawful crossings along the southern border reached a yearly high as the U.S. struggles to contain mass migration. The U.S. immigration agents processed more than 200,000 migrants who crossed the southern border unlawfully in September, the highest level recorded in 2023, as the Biden administration struggles to contain the mass migration gripping the region, according to preliminary data obtained by CBS News. And this, honestly, it shows, number one, that building 50 miles of wall, or the different obsessions with building structures to keep people out, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work, because either President Trump failed at building the wall, which was mostly true, or he did, and it has done very little to keep people out without the will of enforcement of security at the border, which, by the way, is just about unanimous. I mean, when you read the polling on this, it is overwhelmingly desired for people to get control of the border. The notion that anyone can walk across or swim across or come across who has never been able to apply for anything is a very real problem. But the essence of that problem has to do with the fact that the message was sent by the Biden administration that there was going to be less determination to apply border security. Border agents last month recorded approximately 210,000 apprehensions of migrants who entered the U.S. without authorization. That's just in between official ports of entry along the Mexican border, an increase from 181,000 in August. Internal statistics from the Department of Homeland Security show. The difficulty here is that you may remember in the very early months of the Biden administration, there were whole caravans of people who were coming to this country who were citing the fact that they had gotten the message because of things that Biden said in the campaign that all of a sudden people would be welcome here. For instance, the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, and this is a flashback where she was talking about the state of New York, of course. The city of New York is a sanctuary city, as so many big cities under Democratic governance are. And this is Kathy Hochul speaking to migrants a couple of years ago. Listen, clip 8.
Despite where they came from, or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country and to this state, we say you are welcome here. We are welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you.
Okay, and the different tone over the weekend. This is Governor Hochul, same person, more experience welcoming literally hundreds of thousands of newcomers, and in many cases, most cases, unauthorized newcomers into New York State.
We want them to have a limit on who can come across the border. It is too open right now. People coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum, and the majority of them seem to be ending up in the streets of New York, and that is a real problem for New York City. 125,000 newly arrived individuals, and we are being taxed.
A major difference here. And the idea that that this is part of a progressive agenda, well, if so, it's changing. And there are very, very emotional changes on the part of the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, the governor of New York, and it's not just New York, it's cities around the country, especially with this tidal wave of Venezuelans. Now, you could say it's not America's fault, because the cruelty and the dysfunction and the wretched nature of the Maduro regime in Venezuela is forcing people, and they tend to be people who resent the Marxist approach of that government, as driving people away and away from their homes. But finally, at least there's some recognition that the problem here has no simple, easy, one-dimensional, childish resolution. This is President Trump campaigning in Iowa, admitting that one of his most popular campaign promises was nonsense. And that is not the word I'm talking about 4 years ago or 2 years ago. We're talking about going all the way back to 2015 and 2016. Listen to 3.5.
So when you hear these lunatics back there say, Trump didn't get anything from Mexico. Well, you know, there was no legal mechanism because I said they're going to help fund this wall. But there was no legal mechanism. You know, how do you go to a country and say, by the way, I'm building a wall. Hand us a lot of money.
Excuse me?
Okay, at least there is a little bit of reality coming in there, but when you hear about Governor DeSantis saying he is going to have military operations against Mexico, And the military operations are going to be aimed at the cartels, but they will be on Mexican territory. Are you kidding? I mean, that goes along with him claiming that he's going to be able to deport 6 to 7 million people. I mean, that is a huge transfer of population. And the idea that we are going to expend governmental resources with that aim above all others, it seems to me a fantasy, which comes to the same idea as Mexico paying for the wall that President Trump acknowledged was never realistic. With the end of the threat of a government shutdown, Matt Gaetz has not held back on his criticism of Kevin McCarthy. Though I will say that having been able to get a continuing resolution and take 45 more days to try to get some of the disputes resolved, that has to be a triumph for Speaker McCarthy, but doesn't stop Matt Gaetz from saying this. We will get to that right after the break. He of course is talking about not liking the negotiation skills of Kevin McCarthy. But under the circumstances, there's reasons for gratitude. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Champions for Free Market Reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah!
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to put the context properly for the government shutdown that was avoided or at least postponed, because again, 45 days from now, November 17th is the date for the next turn into a pumpkin, I guess, 2 weeks after Halloween, a little bit more than, so maybe pumpkins are appropriate. But I think it's worth taking a look at what the Wall Street Journal said going into the deadline for the government shutdown. The deadline was supposed to be on Saturday night. And Saturday night, Sunday morning, right at midnight, they just barely made it by less than 2 hours and got it done, got a resolution, a continuing resolution passed, and bravo for Speaker McCarthy. They said in the Wall Street Journal under a headline, a shutdown for dummies, and then the subhead said a band of House GOP malcontents may close the government to accomplish nothing. And they wrote that the old saw is that faculty politics are so bitter because the stakes are so low. The same principle now seems to hold sway in the U.S. House of Representatives, which is on the verge of shutting down the U.S. government in order to achieve nothing at all. Funding for the government runs out at the end of the fiscal year at midnight Saturday night, and a handful of House backbenchers have refused to vote for bills to keep it open. On Friday, they blocked a bill that would have kept it open for a month while also reducing spending, fortifying border security, and creating a bipartisan fiscal commission. This stopgap bill would have failed in the Senate in any case, and a Senate bill to keep the government open for 47 days with $12 billion for disaster relief and aid for Ukraine also didn't pass the House without Democratic votes. But the GOP malcontents promised to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy if he passes something with Democrats. And then they have a reference to Animal House. Bluto and the Faber College Boys in Animal House couldn't have come up with a more stupid and futile political gesture as this looming shutdown. And here is Matt Gaetz speaking on Speaker McCarthy and his negotiations regarding the Ukraine funding, which is at least temporarily interrupted. Here is clip 12.
So let me get this straight. To extend Joe Biden's spending and Joe Biden's policy priorities, the Speaker of the House gave away to Joe Biden the money for Ukraine that Joe Biden wanted. It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
Again, calling President Biden feeble is not the best strategy either for actually getting things to work. The notion that everything is going to depend upon some kind of grotesque display of incapacity by Joe Biden is also deeply problematic. And the fact of the matter is that we're measuring the aid to Ukraine, which has overwhelming support from Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, and is opposed, and I think for political reasons rather than strategy reasons, by a small minority. It's a growing minority, though, of the Republicans in the U.S. House. Not a good thing. It wasn't a good thing either when, in the midst of a crucial vote in the House of Representatives, somebody pulled a fire alarm accidentally, or was it on purpose? The culprit was Representative Jamal Bowman of New York, again part of the squad, or the expanded squad, one of the very liberal members of the House of Representatives. He was condemned by the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Jason Smith, Republican of Missouri. This is him speaking on Representative Bowman pulling the fire alarm, speaking on Fox News.
If you just watched how everything unfolded yesterday in the House of Representatives, the reason why the Democrats tried to slow walk bringing up the continuing resolution to avoid a shutdown was because they wanted the Ukraine money. The Senate Democrats wanted the Ukraine money. The House Democrats wanted the Ukraine money. And the White House wanted the Ukraine money. We even had a member of Congress that pulled the fire alarm during a vote. It sounded like obstructing official proceedings, but they did all kinds of tactics to slow it down because they wanted the Ukraine funding.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. Is he going to be held accountable for obstructing an official proceeding?
He better be, because that's exactly what happened on January 6th, according to Biden's Justice Department. So let's see how they treat their own.
Let me move on.
Okay, please move on. Please move on. That's exactly what they did on January 6th. They pulled fire alarms. Again, people, honest to God, to go back on January 6th, and when you're putting 140 police officers, Capitol policemen, D.C. policemen, who needed medical care and medical treatment, some of them very seriously injured, and for goodness sake, this is all committed on tape. You can watch it. There were battles in the streets, and it's very different from an individual pulling a fire alarm, which is a terrible thing to do, I know, and Jamal Bowman, the congressman from New York, has apologized for it. There is also the concern. We've talked before, President Trump is very concerned about electric batteries on boats. And he's moved on from his concern about wind power, which has disturbed him greatly. He had this to say about the problem of electric batteries on boats, and it led to some profound thoughts and considerations on the part of the former president. 3.3.
Let's say your boat goes down, and I'm sitting on top of this big, powerful battery, and the boat's going down. Do I get electrocuted? And he said, you know what? Honestly, nobody's ever asked me that question. But if I'm sitting down and that boat's going down and I'm on top of a battery and the water starts flooding in, I'm getting concerned. But then I look 10 yards to my left and there's a shark over there. So I have a choice of electrocution or shark. You know what I'm going to take? Electrocution. I will take electrocution every single time. Do we agree?
Consensus. Consensus. You see, it's not so difficult. I think there's consensus about a new film. It's a film by cult director Wes Anderson. And it stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Ralph Fiennes and Ben Kingsley and Dev Patel. And it's noteworthy. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Cult director Wes Anderson crafts a spiritually infused storybook about a mystical tale concerning a wealthy gambler with a bizarre ability to see through his own skin without his eyes. Featuring acclaimed stars like Ben Kingsley, Benedict Cumberbatch, Dev Patel, and Ralph Fiennes, it's only a brief half hour long and called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Now streaming on Netflix.
I think people ought to know a bit about what he has done for the world.
An extraordinary thing happened. All at once, he sees through his own skin. Interesting.
It is interesting, as was the original concoction by children's author Roald Dahl, with the major characters describing their own actions and emotions, talking directly to the camera, and shifting backgrounds that evoke a fanciful child's storybook. It's rated PG, with most of the narrative occurring after Henry's death. 3 stars for the intoxicatingly artistic The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And the good news is that Wes Anderson apparently has taken on the project of producing a bunch of other films based on short stories by Roald Dahl. Next time, we'll talk with Andrew McCarthy about Trump's ongoing trial and about why Bloomberg is saying a U.S. recession is still likely. But an observation that consumers are still spending more. Household spending, primary driver of the nation's economic growth, remains robust. So what does it mean? We'll talk about it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.